This YouTube is brought to you by Let's Get You Together. Liberty Medical is better than you. You need to get diabetes so you can be manly.
Good morning. I'm Wilfred Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes. Actually, about diabetes and how it's affected me and my dick. I'll start when I first diagnosed myself. I was experiencing symptoms that were strange and unfamiliar to me. For instance, my dick had an unquenchable thirst. My dick felt like a shoe. My dick was losing energy. My dick was getting up and eating ice cream and apple pie every 15 or 20 minutes all through the night. So I wasn't getting any rest. So finally, I knew that I had type 2 adult onset diabetes. And it is the worst thing in the world. People don't learn to live with this. And as a result of all these things, I lost my dick. And I was dickless. Man doesn't like to admit he was ridiculous, but I truly was. I wasn't afraid to die. Been there, done that. But what I was afraid of was that I might have to live a long time without fapping, and I really wasn't interested in that. So finally, at the urging of my ice cream and apple pie, the ones who loved me the most, I went to see a doctor. And he laughed at my dick, and he said cuss words to me in a language that I don't understand. And I think the most important thing he said to me was, Wilfred, I don't love you. And I don't care if you die. I would simply like to take all your money. And I said, I don't have any money. So finally, my doctor opened the window, and he said, it's my money. And I need it now. And Wilfred Brimley is ridiculous. And he closed the window. And my doctor said to me, Wilfred, I cannot help you with your situation. Go away. And I said, fine, I will fix it myself. And my doctor said to me, that's impossible for you. You cannot fix your dick. And I said, fuck you, doctor. I'm Wilfred Brimley. I can do anything. I guess at this point, I went to see my dead horse, Dick Richards, at the cemetery. Now, I'm not perfect, and I've done things I shouldn't do. And at this point, I wanted to go in the coffin and take his dick from myself. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly the way it's been. Now I'm perfect, and I have a wonderful horse dick, and my partner Richard is very, very happy for me tonight. His butt will be happy too. In closing, I would simply like to say to you, take care of your dick and don't laugh at diabetics. And if you'll obey these simple rules and do these simple things, I promise you, you'll fap better. See if I'm not right. Thanks for your time. Have a good ice cream.